So let's start again. We left off Chaf Aleph on the base. Amar Avuna, about 11, 12 lines from the top. Amar Avuna, Hai Bar Mavua Duki Rechaya. Someone lives in a Mavui and he has a mill and he rents it out to other people and he makes money. Vasa Bar Mavua Chavrei, and a neighbor of his in the same Mavui wants to become Muki Gabei. He wants to set up another mill to take away some of the business from the first one. Dinahu, the first tenant who has the mill, has the business, has the right to prevent the second tenant from competing with him. I already have all the customers coming to me. You're stealing the business from me. The Gemara says, should I say that the following brisa supports Rav Huna? They would leave a net to trap, to catch fish, and they would leave bait in the net. So if one fisherman already left his bait in the net, and then he's out to catch a certain gigantic fish, or a whole bunch of fish, whatever, so the other fishermen are not allowed to fish over there. It has to be marchik. Marchik ha-mitzudas ha-dag min ha-dag. The next fisherman has to be marchik, far away. How far away? Vekama, how far away? Amar Abba Bar Avuna ad Parsa. Parsa is 4 mil. 4 mil away. You're not allowed to steal the business from the first one. So just like you're not allowed to steal the business there, so the same thing over here. I'm not allowed to steal the customers. I'm not allowed to steal the business. If I put my hand in your pocket and I steal money from your pocket, that's outright gzeila here. I'm stealing the customers who already started going to the first mill. So I'm stealing his business. And in the second case, he's about to trap, he made preparations to trap a fish, or to trap a whole bunch of fish, and he invested money there. He put the nets there, and he put the bait over there, worms or whatever, other fish. So I'm stealing the fish that he's about to catch. So that's similar to this. It's an extension of the din of gzela. Just like if I put my hand in your pocket, I steal your property. Here I steal the customers that you have. So the Gemara says not necessarily the same. So the Gemara, Amar Abba Rav Huna ad Parsa. So the Gemara says, should I say lema misaile? Does that case by the fish, is that the same as the din of Rav Huna? Gemara says not necessarily the same. Shani dogm di avi sayora. What does that mean? So it's considered as if the fish is half trapped already, because he already set up the nets and he already set up the bait. So the fish is about to be trapped. But over here, the customers came to you last week. They don't grind flour every week. They don't ride every day. The customers came yesterday. And then for tomorrow, for next week's business, I open up and build competing. I'm not stealing anything from you that you're about. You didn't get the customers yet. The customers don't belong to you. Just because they came to you for 3 months in a row doesn't mean they have to come for the Yoylam Vod. But by the fish, he already set up the nets for this fish, and that's because they love this fish. Sure. So the question is, do we paskin like Rav Huna? Rav Huna says like that. That since he set up a mill first, so it's considered as if all those customers belong to him, and I'm stealing the customers from him. Is there such a din? Do we hold like that? Should I say that it's based on a machlokes hatanaim and bava metziah? And Rabbi Yehuda holds like that, that you're not allowed to do something to steal customers from someone else. Customers are in the practice of going to the first store. Let's say there's a grocery store in the neighborhood, and then I open up a competing grocery store, and I put up signs and I send letters in the mail to all the people who live in the neighborhood that you can buy everything by me and it's half price. So I'm going to steal all the customers from the first one. So Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, v'yichalik chenvani kloyes v'egoyes m'litinoikes. Often the parents send the children to go shopping in the grocery store. So if the store gives out candies to the children, so the parents didn't tell them where to go shopping. They could go shopping either this store or that store. So all the customers usually went to one store, but now that the children are going to go shopping, So they'll want to go to the store where they give out the candies, where they give out the klois ve'goizim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to do it. Now she'magilon lova yet slow. You're going to steal the customers who are rogel to go to the other store. They're going to come to you. V'chachamim atirim. And the Chacham say that it is permissible. So should I say that Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Pashta says we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Yachav Rav Malochi Kerabim. We pass like the Chachamim. So the Gemara says not necessarily so. Even if you hold your paskal like the Chachamim there, not that the Chachamim say you're allowed to steal the customers from the other person. No. Rav Huna says the Rabbanon agree with Rav Yehuda. You're not allowed to steal the customers since they used to go to the other store. So it's considered as if those customers belong to that storekeeper. Because just like this new Rav Yehuda says, the store is not allowed to give out candies to attract the customers. So the Rabbanah disagree, and they say, the Amalei, the first storekeeper, is giving out the nuts, Kentaina, Anam Efalgino Em Goize, I'm giving out nuts, At Pluk Shiveske, you give out almonds, you give out something that's candy, ice cream, so they'll come to you. It's a good investment. The same shtick that I'm doing, you can do also. So I'm not really stealing customers from the other fellow. He has the option of doing something to get back his customers. So that's not called stealing customers. But here, if you're going to have two, the two mills are exactly the same. So originally, all 100 people in the neighborhood went to this first mill, and now only 50 will go to the first mill, 50 will go to the second guy's mill. So he's stealing parnasa from the first mill. The first one who had the mill can tie it to the second one who wants to open the mill. You're being mafsid my parnosa. You're stealing 50 customers from me. Yeah, so that's a question. How do we paskin on this? Do we paskin like Rav Huna or not? Let's see. So Gemara asked the kasha and meisvei. How can Rav Huna say that? It says beferish and a brisa also adam chanus b'tzad chanuso shol chaveiro. One fella has a store, another guy can open up a competing store right next door to him. B'tzad chanuso shol chaveiro, right? Or merchatz b'tzad merchatzo shol chaveiro. He can open up a bathhouse next to the already existing bathhouse. V'ene yochel limchaz ben nashi yochel amal ato ose b'sel sholcho ani ose b'tel sholi. It says that we do permit competition. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Tanoi hidi Tanya, this issue that Rav Huna said is against this brisa, but we know it's beferish and machlokes hatanoim. Is there such a din that you're not allowed to compete with the first one if it's going to be a ruinous competition? If it's going to be mafsik his chevosi, mafsik his parnosa. If the first guy was making $1 million, I'm going to make $500,000, there's enough wealth to spread for everybody. The only time there's machloek is if it's going to be mafsid the parnosa from the first one. Gemara said, that's tanoi he did tanis. Machloek is hatanoi. What does it say? Chofim b'nei mevuah zeh zeh shelo lehoshe b'neim lo chayet v'lo burski v'lo melamit tinoikis v'lo echod m'bnei bali umniyos. What does that mean? So Rashi interprets over here, they already have a chayot. Rashi writes, shelo lehoshe b'neim chayot v'burski m'mokam acher Lahaskelo bias ben mobize v'yeshkan b'nei osomnes. There already is one business already in the mobi. There already is such a business. There already is a chayot. There already is a tailor, or there already is a doctor or whatever. There already is a clinic in the mobi, so they can prevent the b'nei hamobi, the first one who has a chayot, the first one who has a burski, he can prevent them from opening up a competition from somewhere from the outside. However, v'lishchena ain't a kafeu. But if, let's say, one of the people who lives in the mavi, one of the people who lives in the chotzer, lives in the mavi, he wants to compete, that's okay. Tanakam holds that that's permissible. Well, you can prevent people who don't live in the Mavi from coming in, but you can't prevent one of the people in the Mavi. He's also B'tel Shalom. Jim Gamliel disagrees. After Shechena Kafeyu, you can even prevent the person who lives there from opening up. So that's what Rashi explains. Rav Huna before says, one of the B'nei HaMavu, Hai Bar Mavu, Duki Rechai Vosei, Bar Mavu, Achav Rebu Kamuki, Dina hu de kamaka valei. Rav Huna holds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That we pass on like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Gemara says, there were two different Tanoim by the name Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, two different generations. How do you ever know which Rav Shimon ben Gamliel you're talking about? You have to find out who is he carrying on a conversation with. Here it doesn't say whom he's disagreeing with. It just says the Chacham Tanakam. It doesn't say any name. The Gemara has this taken, Kol Mokam Shoshan Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'Mishnah Seinu, Alocha Kemoisa. Whenever Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is quoted in the Mishnah, this is not a Mishnah, this is a Braisa. So whenever Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, one of the two Rav Shimon ben Gamliels, not both of them. So the case the Mishnah has, there are a few cases where the Rambam paskins against Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Mishnah is. So Rav Yosef Kara writes in the case of Mishnah, that's the other Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's not the one whose opinion is always accepted. How do we know? So he says it depends who the Tanoim that he's talking with. They live in the two different generations. Yeah, one was the father of Rabbi Yudah Anos, and one was way before. Okay, anyway, but we're not going to pass on like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Yachu v'Rab Malachi K'Rab, this is not the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This is not a Mishnah. Whenever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the right one, is quoted in the Mishnah, then we pass on like him, except for three cases. Or if it's even V'Rai Achreina. That's a Gemara. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rav Huna both hold that even one of the Bnei Hamoba is not allowed to compete with whoever came first because he's stealing from him. And Tanakhama says that it is permissible. And it's permissible if he already lives in the Mobi to compete, but to get a stranger from a different location, so that even the Tanakhama holds is not allowed. That's how the Braisa began. Shalo lehoshe b'neim chai tepurski, because there already yeshkam b'nei osom, there already is such a chayit. So they can prevent the original chayit is there, can prevent the new one from coming into the mother. Okay. So how do we paskin? The pashtas we paskin like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We don't paskin like Rav Huna. We paskin like Rav Huna b'edu Rav Yeshua. It's a different person. Am Rav Huna b'edu Rav Yeshua. He's in disagreement with Rav Huna. Pshitali this I know for Dov Poshet. Bar Masa Achrit. Person lives in this city. He's a barber. And there's a barber from another city wants to come in and open a shop. So it says Matzim Akiv, the local barber can prevent the barber from New Jersey from opening a shop in a neighborhood over here. Unless he has to pay tax over here. Let's say he lives in New Jersey. But if New Jersey and New York City, all the taxes are collected by the same government, but if he pays taxes here in this community, the Matzim Akiv, he can't prevent him. Why? Because he's considered a citizen. It's considered one big city, even though it's in New Jersey, across the river. But if all the taxes go, there are three taxes, the municipal taxes and state taxes and federal taxes. So if it's a different municipality and it's a different state, taxes go to a different government, or just the federal government is the same, then you can prevent them from coming in. But if all the taxes are exactly going to the same pocket, then it's all considered one area, and you can't prevent them from coming in. What about Bar-Mavua, Bar-Mavua, Denapshei? What if they both live in the same Mavui, and there's already one shoemaker there, there's already one tailor there, there's already one, whatever, a teacher there? So then, Lo Motzei Me'akev. Why? Because we don't pass on. Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Huna held, even if he lives in the Mavui already, you can prevent him from competing. Ruin his competition with the one who's already there. So Rav Huna Bei the Rabbi Shua says, we don't paskal like that. We paskal like the Chachamim. But what he had a suffix was by Rav Huna Bei the Rabbi Shua. He's been supik about the following. Bar Mavua, Achrina am I. What's the din? There's a Mavui. There are Batim and Chatzeris and Mavuas. There are three different things. If you have two Batim and you have an area that's Mukav Mechitza, which includes the two batim, that's called a chatzer. Then if you have an area, you have two chatzeris, and the two chatzeris open up into a third area, that's mukav mechitza, that's called a mavui. So in the first daf in Erevin, the first perek in Erevin, you have differences between mavui and chatzer. Dinim derabbanan, there are certain chumras and certain kulas that apply to chatzer, and certain kulas chumras that apply to mavui. It's not always l'chumah, it's not always l'kula. There are some things l'hokal, some things l'achmer. So there are differences. There's on the level of their ice also sometimes. We spoke, that's the definition of a city. You have to have gimel chatzeris. if you have gimel three chatzeres that are near each other, if they're 1,000 miles apart, then you don't say the whole United States is one big chatzer. But if either the three chatzeres are bordering on each other, contiguous, or if they're within shivim amah v'shiraim to each other, Tosfos said also they're mitzur of yachad. And we spoke, you have to have a minimum population also of 100, fine. That's the definition of a near. So the concept of chotzer versus bayis versus mavoi is relevant on the level of the raisa to give a definition of what a ear is, what a city is. But the here, it's nager to this topic. So the suffix of Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Shur was, if the two people live in the same oven, one is already a shoemaker, one is already a tailor, so he says, we don't paskin like Rav Huna. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. You cannot prevent the other person from competing with the first one. He lives in the mavoi already, so he has a right to compete with the first one. But if he lives in a different mavoi, but he lives in the same city, he lives in a nearby mavoi, that's what he's mesupik. That's what he had a suffix. If they both live in the same mavoi, then the second one is permitted to open up in competition to the first. But if it's bamvua achrina, different mavoi, my take is mesupik what the din is. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, what if there's a malamed from another city? There's a malamed in this city, and he has all the business. All the parents send him their children. And he makes a parnasa. Then a malama of another city wants to come and open up shop. He wants to compete with the first one. So the Gemara says, even a Rav Huna said, if he comes from another city, you can prevent him. That's how Sogas Gul. Rav Huna said, if they both live in the same Mavui, Rav Huna holds Rav Huna, not Rav Huna by the Risha. Rav Huna said, Rav Huna by the Risha, we pass like him. He says, only if he's from another city, you can prevent him. Huna says, even from the same mavoi, you can prevent them. But Moide Rav Huna, and same thing, Moide Rav Huna, Moide Rav Shu also, if he comes from another city and he wants to open up shop to be a malamit in oikas, Moide Rav Huna, Mikri Dariki means he teaches Tanakh to young children. Dariki are young children. Lamotze Me'akev, why do you amamar? You leave out these lines. The top Tosfos says you leave out these lines. Kin Asoi from Tarba Chochma. I mean, that's a special takana. That's in special takan. There's no Isar Asogas Gvul Amalamdi. The Chazanish has a whole essay that's called Emuna Bitochen. So he writes about an issue that came up that there was, we spoke about it the other day, that there was a Malamed who's been teaching for years and he's already 75 years old. And he's not as exciting as he used to be 50 years ago. And all the grandparents learned by that malamed. All the parents, they all learned by that malamed. So now the same malamed is teaching the children in the city. Another young malamed comes in who's very young, and he's much more lebedik, and he's taking away all the business from the first malamed. So there was a whole asik in the city, and the balabatim said, how can you allow the new malamed to come in? He's the old malamed, we owe him such a debt of gratitude, and everybody, all the parents and all the grandparents, everybody learned by him. It's not fair, you mafsik his panasa, and he says, Rav Shlomo Kluger has a true, Rav Shlomo Kluger paskan deis na negemar, that there's no din of hasogas gvul by malamdim. Hi, it's a rachmanis, so it's a rachmanis, so what can you do? We want to have, that's the takanas Yeshua ben Gablo. Malamdei tinoikas are different. We want to have habotzes on tar, so that's kin aser from tar b'chachma. There's no issue of hasogas gvul. Yeah. What about on shuls also? There's no issa sogas gvul to open up a shul. That's Rav Moshe has tshuvas about that. It's very questionable. Rav Moshe has tshuvas, but he has a special case. Moshe has a case that there was a rabbi had a shul. And he was a big kanoi. He was anti-Medinas Yisrael, like an Aturi Kartane. And he was always fire and brimstone. He was always screaming at the Balabatim, giving Muslim. So the Balabatim weren't happy, so they organized another minyan somewhere else, but they won't have this fire and brimstone. So Rav Moshe says, and Isa HaSogas Gvul, they're not allowed to have a competing shul. What do you mean? That they don't enjoy the first? So there's something missing in the tshuva. There must have been a reason why Rav Moshe felt in that case, why he can't open up another shul. We don't enjoy the way he davens. We don't enjoy the davening. We don't enjoy his drushes. He have a right to go to make another shul. It must have been that he knew the balabatim and he felt that they don't deserve to have their own. They're just running away from guidance from the rabbanim. That's why. But if you have two different shuls, one is Nusach Sfarad, one is Nusach Ashkenaz, you say everybody, all the Nusach Sfarad people have to done by the Nusach Ashkenaz Talmud. Or this Rav Moshe's case, the rabbi used to daven for an omen, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he had nigunim that the people were not used to at all. So he said, Rav Moshe said, everybody has to go back and daven in the first shul. They don't enjoy his davening. Well, why do they have to hear by Asoga school? If you don't enjoy, let's say, the old pizza shop is charging exorbitant prices, and a new guy is charging much less. So then all the Rishonim say, there's no Yisra of HaSogel's Gul. If the new guy gives better pizza, he gives better prices. So of course, you don't support the old guy. Yeah, that's of course, competition is healthy. The price will go down. Yeah, so it's tricky. This din, whether it applies to shuls, it depends what's the nature of the shul. Is a lot of Torah being taught in the shul? It's mainly an educational shul. This is just for davening. Kinesef Tavuch Chachma has to do with learning Torah. If the shul, if the main function of the shul is to teach Torah, then you apply Kinesef. It doesn't always apply to shuls. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Moide Rav Huna Beide Rav Yishua. Rav Huna Beide Rav Yishua says, when strangers come from outside, from another city, the local merchants can prevent the strangers from dealing business in the city. So what if the strangers are coming, Arechlem HaMachzirim Bayoris? What if they sell cosmetics for women? And they're not going to come to open up shop here. They're going to bring your belt. I'm the Fuller Brush Man. I sell combs and junkets, little things. So that's a special takana. Even Rav Huna Beid Rav Shua says you can prevent someone from another city from coming in and competing with the local businessman. But if it's Rochel Machzir and Bayorais, the Lo Motzim Yaakov, the people in the city cannot prevent. Why? That's one of the Eser Takanos of Eser. The Omar Mar said this is in Bava Kam, at the end of Perek Merubah. Perek Merubah, the last staff, lists off all the Eser Takanos of Ezra. One of the Takanos was Ezra Tikkun Yisrael. That Shehu Roch Lamachzirim Bayoros Kadesh Nachshita Mitzuyim Lebenos Yisrael. We want the Jewish women to be good looking. So if you have full of brush men selling cosmetics and soap and other fancy things, and they're just going to go through, in the course of the day, they're going to bring everybody's bell and sell a couple of dollars worth. They're not going to be here, Kavua. So that's a special Takanas Ezra that there's no Isa Hasogas Bul on that. That the Jewish women should have access to cosmetics. We permit it if they're going to go ring everybody's bell and leave. But they're going to come and stay here for a month. That's competition. That's competition to the locals. We only allow it if it's lahadure to go to ring on everybody's bell. What if the fellow who's coming from out of town, itzur merabanan hu? What if he's a talmid chacham? So they insist he has to ring everybody's bell. It's going to take him much longer than if he goes to shul in the morning and after shacharit makes an announcement, I'm going to be here today till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm going to open up shop and whoever wants to buy. He's not ringing all the bells, going from door to door. He's going to be standing in one place. That then, since he's a tzur med rabbana, he's a talmid chacham. Tzur rabbana usually means a young talmid chacham. Young means before the age of 40. Over 40 years ancient already. So Itzur Rabban, if he's a young Talmid Chacham and this is wasting his time to go ring everybody's bell. It's going to take 10 times as long, 100 times as long to sell all his merchandise. So we even permit him. I feel like we nami. You go lefnei mishur asadin. Ki hod the Rav Shor luhu the Rav Yosher the Rav Avadya. They were two Talmid Chachamim. They came to town. So he Rav permitted them lefnei mishur asadin. Like Vuy, the Loike Hilcha said, the din should have been that it's not allowed. Only Rechlem HaMachzirim Bayoris, Lahadure, to ring on all the doorbells and to sell $2 worth to each family. not to open up shop to announce after Shacharis, I'm here, I'm going to be here till 4 o'clock. So Rava went out of his way, he made a Hayra Shah, the Lek Hilchasah, to allow them Lakvui, to sell the Kvui. My time of keeping the Rabbanan, the Tamil Chachamim, if you're going to insist that they have to only be Mahadure, also the Tarda Migir Sai, it's going to take away from their learning. See, here there's a very famous, difficult Shuvah Saramah in connection with this Gemara. The Ramah had a cousin who, the Ramah was an Ashkenazi, and had a cousin, Maram Padua, who lived in Padua, in Italy. His name was Katzin Allenbeugel. He was not a Sephardi, but he lived in Italy. And he put out an edition with a Nochri. He went, Maram Padua went to Shutfis with a non-Jew, and they put out a new edition of the Rambam, and the Maram Padua has Hagos on the bottom of the page. That's the standard edition of the Rambam, has the Hagos. You never even noticed that when you look in the Rambam, you know, Rabbi, where the Magen Mishnah is, where the Kes Mishnah is, where the Lech Mishnah is, where the Radvaz, the Mishlam Melech, you never even notice that there are Hagos. So the Hagos, every fifth page, you have the text of the Rambam in the middle, then you have like Rashi and Tosfos, so you have the Kes Mishnah, and Magen Mishnah, the Kes Mishnah, Lech Mishnah, Mishlam Melech, and then every fifth page or so, you'll have right below the last line in the Rambam, you have a little line. Sometimes it says B'tfus Venetia has a different girsa. Sometimes it says in the Kisra Yad has a different girsa. Sometimes it says in the Tur quotes, the Rama has a different girsa. Those are called Hagos of the Maram Padua. It's so insignificant, you never even notice that it's there. That's relevant for this tshuva. So the Maram Padua went into business together with the Nochri. They printed a new edition of the Rambam with the standard Nisi Kelim, and had the Hagos of the Maram Padua on the bottom of the page of the Rambam. So then another Nachri realized, hey, you can make money on this. So the second Nachri printed an edition, he just reprinted the old edition of the Rambam. He's not going to take the Hagos of the Maram Padua. That's from him. He just reprinted an old Rambam without the Hagos of the Maram Padua. And he was selling it for less money. So the Maram Padua invested money here to put out the first edition of the Rambam. He's going to lose his pants over here because he invested a lot of money, and the second Nochri is selling it for less than his. So he asked the Ramah, his cousin, that he should write a tshuva to support him. So the Ramah writes a tshuva. No one's allowed to buy from the second Nochri, his edition of the Rambam, until the Maram Padua sells out his editions. I thought it was a little unfair why the Ramah didn't write that it's my cousin. He didn't write. And maybe everybody knew. Maybe everybody knew that Maram Padua was his cousin. I don't know. I thought that was strange. I thought that was strange. There's such a strange, we spoke the other day, maybe in a different shir. There's such a tshuva in an Adi Behuda also. The Adi Behuda has a tshuva. He had a niece who was married, and her husband decided to get rid of his wife and marry his secretary. So he was going, but she didn't want to accept the get. So he can't give a get bal korcha. So he was a dainty fellow. So he appointed a shliach to give the wife a get bal korcha. He didn't want to do the dirty work. He appointed a shliach. So a get bal korcha is a cherem derabin a gershim. That's a question, is it an avera deraisa or is it an avera derabban? Cherem derabin a gershim doesn't necessarily mean that it's only an avera derabban. Cherem is a curse that the guy should drop dead. Cherem, the Gemara says, that cherem is osius ramach. The Gemara in Moed Kutin says, it's osius ramach, and it's a curse that should seep into the ramach if the guy should drop dead. So there's a Tshuvas Haran that's quoted in Shulchan. Tshuvas Haran says, to give a get bal korchai is an avera deraisa. Has a Gemara like that? And the Chemer Aben Agershim means a punishment. Aben Agershim made a curse. Whoever gives a get, whoever violates that Avera should drop dead. Others assume, not usually assume, not like the Tshuvas Haran, usually assume that the Isser of giving a get Bal Korcha is an Isser de Rabban. So the Nadi Behuda has a discussion. The husband wrote a get for his wife, and he gave it to the Shliach. And he said, I know his wife doesn't want to accept it. and he's appointing him as a shliach to do the iser, to give the get bal korcha of the wife. So the shliach went ahead and he gave the get bal korcha. So the Nadi Yehuda has a tshuva, ein shaliach ledvar aveira. So the whole shlichus is bottle and mavutal, so therefore the get was not chal. And therefore the husband is still married to his wife, and he can't marry the secretary who's 30 years younger, and he has to still support the first wife. So this is a tshuva in the Nadi Yehuda. Then he had a mechutin, Rabitzel Hamburger, who lived in Hamburg, who disagreed with him. And he said, Ein shliach de avera doesn't mean that the get is not chal. It means the avera of giving a get bal korchai, the cherem doesn't apply to the husband because he didn't give the get in person. The shliach gave the get bal korchai. So the husband will not, there is no curse on the husband. Ein shliach de avera. The avera doesn't relate to the husband, but the get is chal. Let's say a kohen sends a shliach to be mekadosh a grusha. So that's an aveira. You're not allowed to be mekadosh a kohen. You're not allowed to marry a grusha. So you say that kiddushin is not chal. So Tosis has two opinions about that. So it's usually assumed that pashtus is usually some ein shliach de aveira. Means the aveira doesn't relate back to the kohen, but the kiddushin is chal. And the grusha is married to the kohen. He has to give her a get because he's not allowed to live with her. He has to give her a get. So that's what Rabitzel Hamburger disagrees. And yeah, that's the next tshuva in the Rebbe. So that's a famous tshuva that they don't understand historically. Why didn't he write who it was? It was his niece. Why did he write the tshuva 10 years after every tshuva in the Rebbe has a date? And the date on that was 10 years after the incident happened. Why did he wake up 10 years later to write a tshuva? Why didn't he write the tshuva b'shas mais? So they're still writing about that. They don't understand. Anyway, so this is this strange tshuva in the Ramah. So Ramah has a whole bunch of reasons why no one's allowed to buy the Rambam from the Nochri, who printed it later. So he says, first of all, it says, Kisim kermim kala misach hakona miyana misach haltona misha zochiv. So Gemara has it. So Pasha Pshat is, when you're dealing in business, you're not allowed to charge more than the normal rate, or the lakech is not allowed to fool the mecher into believing that it's worth less than it really is worth. Neither is allowed to cheat the other. Mecher is not allowed to cheat the lekech into believing that it's worth more than it really is, and the lekech shouldn't pay less than it's worth. He shouldn't fool the mecher into believing that it's worth less. So that's a simple reading of the pasuk. You shouldn't cheat when you fix the price. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation of the pasuk. If he's selling something, it should be la misecha. If you can either sell to a Jew or a non-Jew, preferable is you sell to a Jew. Or Kono, if you're buying something from a merchant, miyada misech. It's preferable if you have a brera to buy from a Jewish grocery or from a non-Jewish grocery. It's preferable to buy from the Jewish grocery. Yeah. So the Gemara says in Bav Mitzi and Perek Hazov, when they make this drasha, the Gemara says, even if it's going to cost a little more, let's say there's a local grocery store on the corner. And if you go to if you walk a few blocks away, you go to the big A&P or whatever, a big grocery store, and the prices will be much less because they have so much more volume, so they can charge less. So even if it will cost a little bit more correct is you should buy from Egypt, unless it's a significant amount of money. Let's say at the end of the year, it's going to be $5,000 more. It depends who it is. So $5,000 for a person who is not a multimillionaire is a lot of money. For some people, $5,000 is a drop in the bucket. It's insignificant. So if it's a small amount, then you say it's preferable to buy from the Jew, even though it's going to cost a little more. So that's what the Ramah writes. He says, all the customers who want to buy Ramah, obviously they're all Jewish people, so they're preferable to buy the edition of the Ramam that was put out by the Maran Padua, because the rabbi, Maran Padua, Katznalmog, he's going to make money on the deal. If they buy the Rambam that was printed by the Nochri is going to be making money on the deal. So more correct is, even the Nochri is selling it for less, you should buy the slightly more expensive Rambam for the Maran Padua. That's one reason. Okay, that's a good reason. Then he has another reason. The Gemara has, you're not allowed to have a Sefer She'ena Muga. We just had that, no, in Tosfos. Didn't we just have that? You're not allowed to have a sefer shenu mula. It's a gemara in Ksubas. Tosis, I think. There's a pasuk in Mishnah, I think. Al tashkin ba'alecha avla. You're not allowed to keep an avla in your home. So the gemara says, what's an avla? A whole bunch of things. Let's say I have a shtar that says that you owe me $1,000 and you paid the money already. So I should really rip up the shtar if I'm going to keep the shtar around the house. Someday I may decide to cheat you and ask you to pay me again the money. So it's not permissible to maintain a shtar parua in your house. You should rip it up or make a kerabezin or write on the bottom this debt was paid already. Then the Gemara has also, if you have a sefer shena muga, I have a sefer Torah that has mistakes, I have a Shulchan Aruch that has someone, they didn't have printing presses years ago, so the copyist made mistakes when he copied over the dinim. So you're not permitted to have a sefer shena muga in the house. So he says, since the Maram Padua's edition has the Agoyas on the bottom of the page, so all the other editions of the Rambam are sefer shena muga. So I think that's a bit of a joke. You never even knew that there is Hagoyas of the Maram Padua on the bottom of the Rambam. It's every fifth page. There's a little line there below the last line of the Rambam. No one ever looks at it. That's called the Sefer Shena Muga. If you have a Rambam without those Ha'oras, it's hard to believe that the Rambam wrote that. And then the Rambam writes, he has a whole bunch of reasons why. And then he has this din in the Gemara. If it's a Talmud Chochma who's selling merchandise, the Gemara says, Naktina Leishuka, you have to first let the Talmud Chochma sell all the merchandise that he has, because if it'll take the Maram Padua longer to sell all of his editions, his edition of the Rambam, then it's going to take away from his learning. He's going to be toward bigger sight. It's going to take away, he's going to take him longer. So he says, there's a Ramban on Chumash in Parshas Vayishlach, I think. There's a Ramban on Chumash where he discusses what right did Shimon v'Levi have to wipe out the whole city Shechem. So he quotes the Rambam. The Ramban often disagrees with the Rambam, but he always quotes the Rambam with big respect. And he often disagrees, but with big respect. So he quotes the Rambam that the reason why the whole city Shechem deserved to be wiped out was because they violated the mitzvah of dinim. Because dinim means you have to establish a court system and you have to see to it that violators will be brought to court. So they all saw that Shechem ben Hamor raped the girl, Dina Bas Yaakov, and they didn't do anything. They didn't bring him to court. They didn't try to punish him for his crime. So therefore, they're all chayv misa, because by the Bnei Noach, dinim is one of the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. And the Gemara says, "Azarasam zui misos." Whenever the Bnei Noach violate any, Bnei Noach is chayv misa for gezel. Bnei Noach nerag al pachas b'shavu puto, even if he's still less than shavu puto, he's chayv misa. So if the Bnei Noach violates dinim, he's also chayv misa. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. He says he thinks azarasam zui misosam, if the Bnei Noach violates an azara, an aveira, the kumbi asay. But over here, they didn't do the mitzvah, they acted b'shevi al tasa, not to bring Shechem ben Hamor to judgment. They didn't force the issue that he should be punished. So they did something, they did wrong b'shevi al tasa, but they didn't do an aveira b'kumbi asay. So he tainas that there's no misa for that. The Rambam thinks not so. The Rambam writes, he spoke a little bit about it a couple of weeks ago. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Bnei Keturah have to have Mila. So there's a machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam, what that means. So Rashi learns on that Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Arba Mises, the seven Bnei Keturah, whatever it is, the Chumash has it, if the sorry man had passed away, so Avraham Avinu married Keturah. Rashi quotes the gracious rabbi, Keturah was Hagar. Okay, whoever it was. And then he had a few boys from Hagar. He was an old man. Avraham Avinu was very old, but he had children from Keturah. So those children that he had from Keturah were chayv and bris milah, even though they're not Jewish. Even though Yitzchak and Kor Lachazara, only Yitzchak is going to be Jewish, the others are going to be Nachrim. But still, since they were Avraham Avinu's children, they're chayv and bris milah. And the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. He says, not only those children, Bnei Keturah, their descendants, Arayay Mazeh, whoever is a ben acha ben acha ben, the din is aloch achar azochar. If you have a mixed marriage and both parents are not Jewish and one is one of the bnei ketur, one is not, so the yichus always depends on the father. Let's say you have two Jewish parents, it's a mixed marriage, one is a kohen, one is not, one is a lady, one is not, one is shevet yisochar, one is shevet zvulun. So it says l'mishpachosim l'veis avosam. So the Mishpacha Sab is Kaveya, whether the children will be Kainim Levim or Shevet Yizochar, Shevet Zvulun. So by the Umas also, the Gemara said, Umas Allah Chachar Azochar. If you have a mixed marriage and one of the parents is a Ben Keturah, Bas Keturah, and the other one is not, so if the father is from the Bnei Keturah, then the children will all have the Yichas, they'll all be Bnei Keturah. And Ara Yom Azeh, all the Bnei Keturah have to have a Bris Milu. All the Bnei Keturah. So who are the Bnei Keturah today? So the Rambam says, all the Arabs are all mixed up, we don't know who's who. So Misafik, the Rais of the Chum, all the Arabs are Mechuyiv to be Mal themselves. Maybe they're Bnei Keturah. But if they're not going to be Mal themselves, you can't give them the death penalty because it's only a Safik. And what if it would be a Vadai? You would give them the death penalty, but they violated the Mitzvah Mila B'Shev Yaltaseh. So that's the Rambam L'Shitaseh. The Rambam thinks that Azarasim Zuyim Misasim doesn't only apply by Binech, doesn't only apply when the Bnei Noach, when the Nochrim are violated, Aver Bikum Yaseh, even if they fail to fulfill the mitzvah that they're obligated to do. There's a mitzvah of Dinim, they're supposed to bring Shechem Ben Hamor to judgment, and they didn't. So the Chayiv Misa for failing an Avera of omission, not, they didn't commit, there's not an Avera of commission, Avera of omission, they admitted, they failed to bring him to judgment. So the Chayiv Misa for that. The same thing, if they failed to fulfill the mitzvah mila, if they would have been vadai, Bnei Keturah, they would have been Chayiv Misa, because it's a tarubis, you don't know who's who. That's what the Rambam says, that they're not Chayiv Misa. The Ramban disagrees with that. The Ramban thinks that that's not dinim. He thinks they're not Chayiv Misa for that dinim. The Ramban thinks that dinim, the Ramban HaChumash writes, and Vayishlach, the famous Ramban, this Ramah, this Chuvas Ramah made the Ramban famous. So the Ramah writes, quotes this Ramban HaChumash, that dinim include all the chavtalot avos nezikin. The first Mishnah of Bava Kama says, arba avos nezikin hein. Then Gemara quotes a Braisa, yud gimel avos nezikin hein. The four mentioned in the Mishnah, plus another nine. Then the Braisa of Rabchia says, the chavtalot avos nezikin. So the Ramban HaChumash writes that dinim, that B'ninach HaMuchayiv and Dinim includes all the Choftal and Olus Nezikin. It's probably not accurate, because the Gemara said the Farish, included in the Choftal and Olus Nezikin and Zaynus HaMafatim, Oitzi Shemra and Kefal Dalet Zehei, which are all Knossos. So the Gemara said the Farish, B'ninach HaMuchayiv and Dinim. So when the B'nai Yisrael came to the city Mora, it says, Sham Sam Lachoka Mishpat Visham Nisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Choka Mishpat. So the Gemara says, Dinim will give him the Mara. So the Gemara says, yes, what do you mean, Dinim will give him the Mara? They were Mechuyiv and Dinim as Bnei Noach, way before Mara, before Ma'amar HaSidim, before everything. That's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. So the Gemara says, yeah, Dinim for Bnei Noach is only Maman, not Knas. But in Mara, it was added on even Knosses. So how can the Ramban say that the dinim that Bnei Noach HaMuchayiv to observe includes all the Chavtal HaRabbis Nezikin? More points out the Farish. Chavtal HaRabbis Nezikin include Kefal Dalavehei, Odin Simafat HaMoitzi Shemra. That's all Knas. That the Gemara of the Farish, Bnei Noach HaMuchayiv. So it's probably Lav Davke. The Ramban probably didn't mean to be taken literally. There is a Gemara in the end of Chulam. The Gemara talks about, towards the end, in Perikol Abasa. So the Gemara in Chulin says that Bnei Noach, when it's Tava on 30 mitzvahs. So Rashi writes, he doesn't know what 30 mitzvahs. There are 7 mitzvahs Bnei Noach. There aren't 30. So one of the Achrayim says, Acharifas, in the back of the Gemara, he says, there are 7 mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and one of them, Dinim, includes 24. So 24 and 6 is 30. That's why it's Shloisha mitzvah. Bnei Noach HaMuchayiv and Shloisha mitzvahs. The 6 of the 7 mitzvahs of Menach, and Dinim is 24 avos nezikin. But that's not correct. It's a harifus based on the Ramban. The Ramban HaChumash says that the Dinim includes all the chavtal avos nezikin, but it's not accurate. The Loshon Ramban must be lav davka, cannot be. So the Ramah quotes this Ramban HaChumash, the dinim for the Bnei Noach include all the chauf dalar avos nezikin. Then the Rama says more. He says everything that appears in Chosh Mishpat, every single din in Chosh Mishpat, the Bnei Noach have to observe it. That's very difficult. The pashtus is Bnei Noach have the right to set up their own legal system. In America, the din of the machusa doesn't very often does not correspond to the din of Torah. So the pashtus is that the Bnei Noach have to have a legal system. It doesn't have to be our legal system. The pashtus says it doesn't have to be us. It's not that the all the choftal, the rabbis, and zikin, everything carries over. That's a difficult. So the Rama says in the tshuva, oh, the Ramban says all the choftal, the rabbis, and zikin, every single sif in Chosh Mishpat applies. So there happens to be a sif in Chosh Mishpat that really belongs in Yeridaya. It says if you have talmid chachamim, so you have to support them that they should learn. And if the talmid chacham comes to town, the Gemara says over here, if Talmud Chacham comes to town, here, what is this? The seventh line from the top. Yitzurim Rabbanu, afilu l'kvui l'inami. Rabbi gave permission to Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Avadya l'kvui. The loike hilchasa was a hayru asho, because they were Talmud Chacham my time, because came the Rabbanu and also the Tardam Yigirisa, you're going to be mevatlam from learning. So since this din was printed in Chosh Mishpat, really belongs in Yerideya, Hilchas Talmud Torah, and it should be, there should be a section Hilchas Talmud Torah that not only should people learn, the rest of the people who are not learning should support those and encourage those and enable those who want to learn that they should learn. So this then really belongs in Hachzokas Talmud Chachamim, but it happens to be printed in Chosh Mishpat. So Ramos says since it's printed in Chosh Mishpat, so the Bnei Noach HaMuchayev to observe that also. So he says the Goyish publisher, the Goyish printer who printed the second edition of the Rambam and is selling it for less money, has no right to sell his edition before the Maram Padua sells all of his copies, because that din appears in Chosh Mishpat, and that's included in dinim, that the Goyim have to observe that din also. That's very difficult. Very difficult. I thought that was upset, a little too much of a chiddush. That's a famous tshuva by the Rama. There's a volume, Shabbos Tshuva Sar Rama. Now the Gemara tells us, Hano Dikoloi, the Isu Dikoloi Le Bava. They came to a city in Bava and they were selling Dikoloi. What a Dikoloi. So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is Dikoloi Mokre Salim, baskets. And the other pshat is Yesham and Mokre Yoros, pots. Soup pots. You're a big pot that you cook food in. So they were selling. Also, Bnei Mosa from after life. The local hardware store said, we sell pots and pans. We don't want to let these people have the right to sell pots. Also, the commander of the went for a din Torah. They came to the city, went for a din Torah by the rabbi. Amalahu, Le'alma, also these merchants who were selling their baskets or their pots and pans came from outside. They have no right to sell to the locals. They can't ring, they can't, the Fulderbrush people, they knock on everybody's door, they sell, you want to buy lipstick, you want to buy rouge, you want to buy for the women, that's Takanas Ezra. And these guys are going to knock on everybody's door and say, you want to buy some pots and pans. They're not allowed to sell to the locals. If it's a Yoima Deshuka, so people from the other villages all on certain seasons of the year, they have a big Yom HaShuk. So a lot of people come from other cities. So since these merchants who were selling the pots and pans are the merchants who were selling the baskets, whatever the dikoloi means, since they came the Alma also, so they're permitted to sell it to the Alma. The Alma also, the Alma Lisbona, they have a right to sell it to the strangers who came, but they have no right to ring every bell, every doorbell, and ask, would you like to buy some pots and pans? Those are the locals. So that the local hardware store has the right to prevent this guy from coming mibachutz to steal his customers away. If it'll be ruinous competition, if instead of making $1 billion, make it $500,000. $500,000 is not so bad. He can survive with $500,000. I remember once I was in California for the OU. We always used to go at the end of December for over 20 years. Yo-Yo used to have a whole week of shiur between December 25th and January 1st. And then after 10 years, it only became just a weekend. So that a lot of Rabbanim were invited to come from the East Coast to visit in Los Angeles. But I forgot what I wanted to bring up. Okay. So I'll remind myself. I'll tell it later. Yeah, so what happened over here? So the Gemara says, if it's the Yom HaDushuka, there are a lot of people from outside of the city, HaMilebi Yom HaDushuka, if the day when there are a lot of strangers there, so these strangers from the other city have a right to sell to the stranger. Ava below Yom HaDushuka, to sell to the local is not allowed to. Yom Dushuka Namalamin, and that is a Buni Bishuka, to sell in the Shuk to the strangers. Mechutzlir, Avaladurit, but to ring all the doorbells and to say who wants to buy pots and pans, that they're not allowed to do. They're not allowed to sell. Yeah. Then was a Martel Sarhano Amaroi. There was a people who sold wool. The Aisu Amra, Amra is Tzemer. They brought wool. Lepumnahar, Pumnahar is a city in Bolo. So there were local people who lived in the city who sold wool. So this was Hasogas Gvul. The local farmers who raised sheep and who were selling wool felt that it's Hasogas Gvul. Also the Rav Kana lived in Pumdahar. They have a right to prevent you because you're Michutz Lo'ir. Omrulei, so the merchants said, wait a minute, but we already sold, they were there a day or two. And they were selling wool, and they sold wool on credit, and the people owed them money. So they say they have to wait a couple of days in the city in order to collect all the money, and if you're going to prevent us from selling our wool, so we won't have any parnasa for a couple of days. We live from hand to mouth. Every day we sell wool, and we make money, and we buy food with the money that we earn. You're going to say, we have to stay here a couple of days in order to collect the money from the people that we sold. He sold wool to people the first day or two before you caught us. So now you're going to tell me I have to stay here and not sell any more wool, so I'm going to lose parnassus. So he gave them permission. We allow you to sell just to make that amount of money that you need, just enough that you need in order to keep alive. Until all of the sales that you made on credit, you sold the customers on credit, till it'll take you a couple of days till you collect everything. So you stay here another 3-4 days. So we allow you to sell enough wool each day that you're not to make a lot of money, just to be able to break even for the day. And then you shall leave. Yazlisa, then you shall leave. Yeah, what's the next story? Rabdimia Menador, I see Grogris Bisfina. He brought the fruits to sell and dried out the figs. He brought it to sell. Amale Resh Galusa, the Rabba. So they told Rabba Pukhazi, investigate this fellow, Rabdimia Menador. Itzur Medrabanu, a young fellow, if he's a Tamachachem, look at Leshuka, that's the din, Akhtina Leshuka. You allow him to sell and you don't let anybody else sell because. If everybody's going to sell, he's competing, then he's going to be wasting a lot of time from his learning. So everybody has to help him sell all of his merchandise, so he'll have time to learn. So investigate, find out. I don't know. Rabbi Dimi Menador, is he Tamachacham? If he's Tamachacham, not Kirin Leshukim. So Rabbi didn't have time. Amalei Rabbi Leravada Barabba, Puk Tai Lebi Kankani. Go Fahera. See if he knows how to learn. The Tahos Bikankan, usually a Kankan has wine in it, so you smell the wine in order to see if it's spoiled or if it's very strong, if it's good quality. So the Taos Bekankan is an expression to talk and learning with someone to see if he knows how to learn. So he met the fellow. Ravada Barava was the Shliach of Rava. He met this fellow, Rav Dimi Menador, and he starts asking him and learning to see if he knows how to learn. What's a din? Pil Shabala Kfifa Mitzvah Zikir Derech Pesarei Mau. An elephant swallowed Kfifa. Kfifa is a basket made from strips of wood. Let's say from strips from a lulav. So you have a wicker basket, and it's a kliyetz. Kliyetz is makabel tuma. If it becomes tum, you can be tayul in a mikveh. So, but the din is that a kli glolim is not mekabel tumah. If you make what is the kli glolim, kli avonim, kli adoma, are three kelim that are not mekabel tumah at all. There are more kelim. Let's say plastic kelim, nylon kelim, also not mekabel tumah because that material didn't exist in the days of Matan Torah. The Chumash doesn't. There's a separate din for kli mateches and kli cheres and kli eitz. So kli eitz a mekabel tumah. But the shaila is maybe this has the din of kli glolim. What do you mean kli glolim? The Rashi has two pshat, and one pshat is golol, is the horns of an elephant, the tusk of the elephant. So if you carve that something from the, that's also called golol. If you make a kli from the tusk of an elephant, that's not mekabotum. And another kli glolim, we assume they're both pshatim akrei. The other kli glolim means they make from tsoya from a behemoth, they make kelim. They still do in certain parts of Russia. They still make kelim from tsoya from the behemoths. And eat food on those kelim. Okay. So the shaila here was, so Tesis explains it based on the Gemara in Menachos in paragraph Yishmael. We had the Tesis before. Kol ha-kelim yoyed mele dey tumah v'machshove v'yinoyed mele dey tumah ele v'shinei maise. Where do we have that? We had it in the Tesis before. And daf yud tes on the base v'tepik lei. The Tesis quoted that from Chulin. The Gemara has, for example, a din. I shecht an animal, and then I want to eat the meat, so I remove the hide from the animal. So if I plan to make shoes out of the leather, plan to make gloves out of the leather, it's not yet in Kabbal Tumah. It's in Mechus HaTikon, I have to make it. Let's say I plan to use it as a mat. I'm going to have a picnic in the park and on the grass, and I want to have a mat made from leather. So if I want to make fancy designs on the edge and make a trim, so I'm not going to use it the way it is now, so it's not yet kli, it's not yet mekabel tumah. But if I plan to use it the way it is, it's already approximately rectangular in shape, and I plan to use it the way it is. So you machlit v'daitecho to use it the way it is, that's the din kol ha-kelim yod m'dei tumah b'machshove. If you have intention to use it the way it is, that's mekabel tumah. And once it's royal, even if it wasn't yet mekabel tumah, once it's royal mekabel tumah, they know the mitumasim aleyadeshin emais. I have this mat, and I change my mind, and I decide I want to make gloves out of it, I want to make shoes out of it, but I didn't take a scissors to start cutting it. I didn't take a knife to start cutting it. It's the same sheet of hide of the animal. Sometimes you take the hide and you make parchment out of it, and sometimes you make a mat out of it, and sometimes you make gloves or shoes out of it. So originally he made up his mind he's going to use it as a mat. So it's already royal mekabel tumah. Then he changes his mind before he ever uses it for a mat. It was never mekabel tumah. He changed his mind he's going to make gloves out of it. So it's not oilim lidei kabbalas tumah oilidei shinei maisa. You have to do a maisa to demonstrate that it's no longer a mat. So that's what Tosfos says over here. What happened over here? A pill is an elephant. Pill shabala kvifa mitzvah. So kvifa mitzvah is the wicker basket. So the elephant swallowed the basket, it went through the stomach and the intestines, and it came out the back end. So it came out the back end, and it's still in the same shape, and still functional, the same wicker basket that it was when the elephant swallowed it. So Tosfos says, I'm not going to declare that a kli glolim. It didn't change at all. Just went through the whole system, didn't change at all. It wasn't affected by the enzymes in the stomach, by the acid and the enzymes in the stomach. So Tosfos says, you're not going to declare that as kli glolim and say that it's no longer mekabel tumah. Since it was roi lekabel tumah before the elephant swallowed it, it's not roi lemetumas mitumos emelei deshin emaisa. But the maisa shoya is like this, not the pil shabala kvifa mitzvah. It's a little inaccurate. The pill the elephant swallowed, we ripped off the strips from the lulav. I'm going to make a wicker basket. I'm going to make a basket out of it. So the elephant swallowed the strips. It was not yet roi lekabel tumah. The elephant swallowed, and it comes out the other end. Not nishtane ki huzeh. Nothing changed. Went in, and 2 days later, comes out the other end. and it wasn't the shtana. So that was the shaila. Then they took these strips and they made a clay, they made a basket out of it. So that was the shaila that they asked them. Does it have the din of clay glolim, that it's not mekabel tumah, even the rabbanan not mekabel tumah at all, or not? So that was the shaila, to test the guy to see if he's a talmid chacham. Instead of asking him on brochas, on Shabbos, on Erev, and you ask him, Pil Shabbala, Kfifa Mitzvahs. So the Gemara said he didn't know the answer. Lahabi Viyadi, Rabdimi Men Adar didn't know the answer. Amalei, so Rabdimi Men Adar, this is the first time he ever came to that city. What city was it? Pum Nahara. Rabdimi Men Adar, Isaac Ragazufina, Olay Reshkabus, I don't know what city it is. I don't know what city it is. So he knew that Rava was the rabbi in that city. So he says to him, oh, are you Rava? Are you the rabbi? Are you Rava? So he says, no, Rava is much bigger than me. Rava is the chief rabbi, and I'm a shlich of him, and you don't know anything. I'm more learned. Rava is much more learned than me, and I'm much more learned than you. You're nobody. We're not going to give you an aktina leishuka because you don't know how to learn. Amalei, mani you Rava? Are you Rava? The tofach le'bisandale. So Rav Adabarava gave him, he tapped on his shoe. Either he tapped his cane on his shoe, or he tapped with his foot on his shoe. He said, no, between me and Rava, there's a big difference. Rava is much more learned than I am, but you don't know anything. Ben didil Rava yiketuvim, the big difference. Mihu al korchach anor rabach, I'm much bigger than you. Rava, Rava de rabach. Rava is my rabbi. He knows how to learn better. And you don't pass the test, and we're not going to give you permission. Naktina leshuka, not going to give you. Taisus wants to know over here what they want the guy to say. The Gemara Menachah says it's in the Bible of Shita, so he didn't know the answer. The Gemara doesn't know the answer either. So why is lo naktina leshuka? Because he didn't know the answer. The Taisus says no, but the Gemara suggests rayas to be poshut. Then the Gemara is matcha, so you should have been mefalpo. You should have suggested, Rav Dimi Me'ador should have suggested a rai from a mishnah, and be matcha, you should have said the discussion that appears in the Gemara Perek Bishmal, and Menachas on that time. Just said, I don't know, Lahavi God, I don't know. So they decided that he's an Am Ha'aretz. So because they didn't naktina leishuka, and they were wasting time here, so all of his grugras became rotten, and he had to throw them all out, so he suffered a big hepsid moment. Pasid Greg was the day. All of his fruits got ruined. Also the comment of Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef lived also apparently in the same city or nearby. Amalei Chazi Mar, my elderly, look what they did to me. I came to town, and because they decided I'm not such a big Talmud Chacham, they didn't give me permission to sell all of my merchandise, and all of my fruits got ruined, and now I lost a fortune of money. Amalei, so Rav Yosef made a comment to this, who is it again? Rav Dimi Menador, he told them, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in heaven above, who punished those who were Mevaze, Melech Malka de Edom, will certainly punish those who are Mevaze you. What a comment. Mandal o Shai le Oinise, those who are Mevaze, the Oinoaz Dvarim, there's Oino if you cheat in business, if I charge you too much for the merchandise, that's called Oinoaz Momen. And I know as dvarim, if I say you're a dumb Hungarian, if you insult the person, you hurt his feelings. That's I know as dvarim. So he says, Rav Yosef tells this Rav Dimi Manador, the Lord in heaven above, who punished those who are mevaza, the king of Edom, he certainly will punish those who are mevaza you. He will not let your aggravation go unpunished. The pasuk says, enough, we call him Hashem. They were mevaza melech adom by burning his bones, and they were punished for that. So the Gemara says, what was the end of the story? Noch nafshe de Ravada Baraba. Ravada Baraba was the shliach that Rava sent to Faher, Rav Dimi Menador, to see if he knows how to learn. He's the one who gave back the report he does know how to learn. So each one felt awful that he died. So, and Tosis points out there is a Gemara. Tosis says, "Ramascha anoa nishtei." So Tosis quotes, "Misha chaver nena shal yodo." If someone else is punished because of me, emach nisas v'mechitzas shalachadish bochum. Why? Because there's a pasuk in Mishlei, Gamanosh la tzadik lo tov. It's not good for a tzadik if someone else insulted the tzadik, and the fellow who insulted him is going to be punished because of that. So the tzadik will be held responsible why the other one was punished because of him. Rechsiv lo yigur chora. It says, Anosh la tzadik lo tov. This lo tov means that it's ra. So if someone is punished because of a tzadik, because he was mevaza the tzadik, that's lo tov means ra. And the pasuk says, lo yigur chora. The Rebbeinu Shalom will not allow someone who's a ra to dwell with him. So it's not a good thing to be that someone is punished min hashamayim because of me. So each one of the Amoraim said, it's all my fault that the fellow died. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef Anoa Nishte, it's my fault. Anoa Latiyase. I was the one who cursed him. He said, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the one in heaven above, who punished those who burned the bones of Melech Edom, will punish the ones who are mevaza you. The one who was mevaza him was what's his name? Ravada Bar Abba. Ravada Bar Abba. So he says, it's my fault that he died. Ano andishte. Yeah. Abba Yomar. Ano andishte. It's my fault that he died. Adam Luhul Rabbanon. He used to, Abba, he says, it's my fault. Because this Rava sent Ravada Bar Abba to Faher to give a bechina to this Rabbimi Merador. So apparently this Ravada Bar Abba was a student of Rava. That's what he said. My Rebbe is bigger than me, and I'm bigger than you. You don't know how to learn. So he says, and Abai the Rav apparently had competing yeshivas. So Abai students would try to convince all of, let's say here, when the students come back from Eretz to America, so those students who learn by Rebbe X try to convince all the students to go to Rebbe X. The students who learn by Rebbe Y say, no, come learn by Rebbe Y. So Abai says, this Ravada Baraba, the one who died, he died because of, he was punished because of me. Ano anishte, it's my fault that he died. Rabbanon means the Talmidim. This Ravada Baraba always used to tell the Talmidim, Adi Magramisu, Garmi, Be Abai, instead of chewing bones in Abai's yeshiva, Tu Achli Bisrish Meine Be Rabba, come eat fatty meat in Rabba's yeshiva. He was always trying to convince the students not to go to my yeshiva, to go to Rabba's yeshiva. So it's my fault, indirectly. Rabbi says, better shoot him than Abai, apparently. That's what he passed like Rabbi must have done, except for Yalki Gam. So Abai says, in a certain sense, it's my fault that he was punished, not because he punished that he died, not because it is the Pil Shabbala Kvifa Mitzvahs, not because it is. He died because he always tried to convince the students not to attend my yeshiva, but rather to go to Rabbi's yeshiva. What did he mean over here? Instead of chewing bones, garmiya bones, instead of chewing bones in Abai's yeshiva, come learn by Rava and you'll eat fat meat. So, I remember there used to be a professor here in college that used to require Jewish history. And the textbook had to be Marx and Margolis. It was a textbook on Jewish history. So I remember the line they have there, that in that history book, they had a lot of mistakes there. So in that history book, it says that the Chadar Ochel gave better food in Rava's yeshiva than Abai's yeshiva. So that's what he says. Instead, they told the students, instead of eating chewing bones by Abai, they don't give food. They don't give good food there. Come learn by Rava. The Chadar Ochel has better food there. That's probably not the pshat in the Gemara. The Pasha pshat means, instead of hearing miserable shiurim from Abai, Abai has nothing to offer. We don't paskon like Abai. We paskon all the time like Rava. Come learn like Rava. Come learn by Rava. Rava has fat meat. Means the shiurim are very good. The shiurim are gishmak. Abai does know how to learn. That's the Poshim Shah. That's what the Maharsho says. Maharsho says that the word garmi is the same gematria as yalkigam. He says instead of chewing yalkigam, instead of learning, Abai only has yalkigam to offer. We only pass like Abai against Rava in six cases. So what are you going to learn by Abai? All he has to offer is the Yalkagam, the six cases. Come to Rava, we always, except for those six cases, we always pass like Rava. That's questionable. Is that really true? That during the lifetime of Abai, the Rava had already been established that the din is like Abai, the Yalkagam. Din is always like Rava. I think there's a Tosfos in Kiddushin who says that it wasn't established till way later, after they both passed away. But that's what the Maharsho has a pshat here. That's what he says. Chushben adedain, kechushben adedain. The gematria of the word garmi is the same gematria of the word yal kegam. Yeah. And Rava said, Anoa nishte. It's my fault that he died. Why? Because he used to be mevazami. And he used to go to the butcher shop. So I would have my shliach there waiting in line to buy meat. And this guy, Ravada Bar Abba, would say, I know how to learn better than Rava, and I have the right to come first. He was gonna cut the line because he was a big damcha. I know Anishte, it's my fault that he died, because he was always mevazami. He had the ozel, the beit tapcha, the mishkal umtza. When Ravada Bar Abba would go to the butcher shop to buy flesh, amaluhu le tapche, Ravada Bar Abba would say to the butcher, Anosha kilna bisra, v'kamishami derava. I deserve to buy the meat to take precedence to the for the gabai, shami derava. The gabai are the shamas of Rava. Why? I know adif namina. I know how to learn better than Rava, and I should have I shouldn't have to wait online. Lachma Yitzchakam, I know anishte. It's my fault that he died. Why? Each one feels bad that this Tamachachem died at a young age. Avada Baraba died at a young age. So each one feels bad. He's responsible. Tamachachem was mevaza then, but Anosh la tzadik lo tov. That's what it says. If chaver nana shal yodai, then you'll be held responsible also. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Ano anishte, it's my fault that he died. Why? The Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, resh kalahave. Resh kala means you give a public shear. Yarche kala, there used to be 2 months, now they have yarche kala for 3 days. That's a joke. Yarche kala means 2 months. Yerachim, yarech is a month. So yarche kala means the month before Pesach, Chodesh Adar, and the month before Elul, the month before Tishrei. The farmers didn't have to work. People in business probably work every month of the year, every week they go to work. But there are seasons when it comes to agriculture. There are seasons where you don't have to do any work. So the 2 months that they have off are 1 month before Hashanah and Sukkot and 1 month before Pesach. So they used to have Yarchei Kala, the 2 months of public learning. Kala means public learning. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak was the Resh Kala Havi. Kol Yom and Mekami. The nail, the kala, before he would give the shear, the public shear, marhid bahadei ravada baraba. He would run through what he plans to say with the ravada baraba lishmaite. He would run through his shear, vahada ayol the kala. Then he would go give the public shear. He ran it by him. Hu yaima, that day that he died, Noktuha Rapapa Rapuna Bed Rabishula Rada Baraba, two Amaroim grip hold of him. And they were talking and learning with him. The Ravada Baraba didn't have a chance to run through the Shia with Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Why were they talking and learning? Mishum Dolahabi Bisiyuma. They didn't attend the Siyum, Rashi explains, based on the Gemara next line. They recently made a Siyum on Gemara Pchoris. And much of Pcheris is Negeh Halacha L'maisa, even Bizman Azeh. Next to the last Perik in Pcheris is about Pidyon HaBen, Perik Yesh Pchor, so that's all in Yerideya. Next to the last Perik. And before that you have the Dinam. In the first Perik you have all the Dinam of Petach Hamor, which applies even Bizman Azeh, Petach Hamor Tifta B'Seh. And then the rest of the Mesichta is about Bechor Behema Toira. And it tells you what's a Mum Kavua, what's a Mum She'ena Kavua. Usually when you have a carbon has a mum kavua, you have to be paid the carbon and then you can shech the chutz lazar. Usually if you shech the carbon chutz lazar, there's an isakaris. But if you have a carbon gets a mum kavua, then you can be paid, then you're permitted. Then you're permitted to shech the chutz lazar. There are two carbonas where it gets a mum kavua, you don't have to be paid. One is b'char behema tahira, and one is maisa behema. Psukim in the chumash. Lo yigol v'lo yipad. Psukim that you don't need. You don't need, all you need is you should get a mum kavua. Mum kavua means the mum will remain unless you do surgery. If you do surgery, it'll become oisbal mum. Because when you don't do the surgery, that's called a mum kavua, even though it's possible to undo it with surgery. But if it's not going to get better by itself, if you just have a little scratch, it's going to get better by itself. It may take a couple of months. That's a mum oiver. But if it gets a mum kavua, then by all other karbanos you have the ability to be paid in shecht and chutz lazara. By karmaisi you don't even have to be paid. It's just yotze luchulin uli pidyon. So the whole mesicht of pchoris is relevant to halacha, except for the last perik. The last perik is perik maisa behema. Maisa behema is a mitzvah. This bancha besamigdusha yikayim is a mitzvah to designate maisa behema. And then to bring it as a korban to the Beis Hamikdash. After the Churban Beis Hamikdash, what are you going to designate? What are you going to accomplish by designating as a Maaseh Behemah? It's not for the Matnas Kuhuna. Rashi writes on Chumash, Rashi on the Gemara, and Ezel Mekoyim, and Rashi writes a few times. Maaseh Behemah is not for the Matnas Kuhuna. If it would have been for the Matnas Kuhuna, you would have a chiyuv to be mafrish and you give it to the Kohen. Then the Kohen will make till it gets a mum, and then he'll be able to eat it. But it's not for the Matnas Kuhuna. So what are you going to accomplish by being mafrish? So after the Churban by Sheni, they're prohibited. You're not allowed to be magdish, a magdishin. You're not allowed to designate that, let's say, a person is machal Shabbos b'shege. So Bisman Hazeh is going to designate a behem as the Korban Chatos. He doesn't know when he's going to be makrited. Chatos Shabbos Nasa is puzzle. Chatos has to be bought before its first birthday. Once the animal's ready, 1 year old, it's puzzle. So he's going to be magdish a Chatos today. The Beis HaMikdash may not be built before the animal reaches its first birthday. Then you can't use it for Chatos. So it doesn't make sense to be Makrish HaChatos. So the same thing, Maisa Behemah, they made a Gzera. Right after the Churban Bayi Shein, they made a Gzera. You're not allowed to be Makrish Maisa Behemah. So the last Perik in Bchairis is not relevant to Allah. So in the Yeshiva, they made a Siyam on Bchairis. And then Rabba gave a lot of Shiurim on the last Perik, on Perik Maisa Behemah. So these two Amoraim, who were the two? A puppet of Rabbi Shua, they grabbed all the Rabbi Rabba because they didn't attend the seal. When they ran through the last Perik and Chorah, they weren't there. So Omrulei said, so yes, Rabbi Rabba, tell us over all the members of Rabba on the last Perik. We missed it. Omrulei, Emelon Hanish Maitz, the Maitz Behem, Hech Armin and Rabba. What did Rabba say? Omelu, Hochi Amar Rabba, Hochi Amar Rabba. He said, he ran through the whole Perik and he told them everything that Rabba said. Hochi, and meanwhile, he didn't go to visit Rav Nachman Yitzchok to prepare the shiur with him. Nogale Rav Nachman Yitzchok, it was late. Well, the Yosef Rav Arba Rabbi, he didn't show up. And he always used to prepare the shiur with Rav Arba Rabbi. Omele Rabbonis of the Talmud, Emes Rav Nachman Yitzchok, come give the shiur, the Nogalan, it's late. Loma Yosef Mar, why are you sitting around? The shiur is supposed to be at 2 o'clock. Why are you waiting till 3 o'clock? Omelahu. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak made a comment. I always review the shiur with Rav Arba Bar Abba, and he didn't show up today. The commentary of the Arsei the Rav Arba Bar Abba. I hope he drops dead, Aloshan. I hope he drops dead because he didn't come prepare the shiur with me, and I hope I see his funeral. So punk that day, he dropped dead on the spot. He dropped dead. So the Gemara says they think he's the one who. So the Gemara, Mistavad Aranach Ma'itzal Konche, he's the one who said. Rav Yosef said, Min Hashemayim, they should punish the one who aggravated you. And Abai said, it's my fault because he always used to be Mevazami to tell the students not to come to my yeshiva. And Rabbi said he always used to be Mevazami in the butcher shop. But the other one, Mamish, is the one who cursed him. He said, I'm waiting to see the funeral where they're going to bring, and then right after that, Arochi Nafar Kola, the Noch Nafshar of Arab Arab, right after he cursed them, that's when he dropped dead. So Gemara and Mistabra, and Nachma Yitz Ganshe. Wow. Very strange Gemaras. Why are they so touchy? Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Very good.